Brilliance Audio presents Where Have All the Young Girls Gone? By Lena Lehtolainen. Translated by Owen F. Weitzman. Performed by Amy Rubinate. I had just nodded off when the machine gun fire started. The sound of a Kalashnikov jolted me awake. When I opened my eyes, I saw muzzle flashes on the east side of the road, less than a kilometer away from our armored vehicle.
Should I try to turn around?
Our driver, Yeri Numinen, asked his superior officer. Behind us, there was only darkness. The gunfire hadn't reached us yet, but the two four-wheel drive patrol vehicles in front of us were taking hits. They were carrying EU police officials, too. We had all been participating in the opening ceremonies for the new UPOL-funded Afghani Police Academy near Jalalabad. Now we were on the road back to Kabul. Major Lowry Vala didn't have time to reply before the lead vehicle exploded. It was carrying two German police instructors, Helmut Lindemann and Ulrike Müller. A young officer was acting as their driver, but all I could remember about him was that his first name was Sven. The German's vehicle was the same as ours, a light armored RG-32 Scout. Rifle fire alone couldn't have destroyed it, and the shooters were too far away for their weapons to be very effective anyway. The road was supposed to be perfectly safe, but roadside bombs must have been the cause of the explosion. The French delegation driving in front of us stopped. The British team driving behind us was already backing up. Vala pushed his helmet down more firmly on his head. I had taken off my own, because the combination of helmet and hijab had been too hot. Now I fumbled around for it, even though it wouldn't be able to give me much protection from what we were facing. In the light of the flames started by the explosion, I could see the French vehicle opening fire in the direction of the assault rifle muzzle flashes.
They only have one weapon, Vala observed.
I could feel the weight of my revolver in its shoulder holster. I felt like rushing over to the Germans to see if there was anything I could do. But that would have been suicide. Auntie and my mother had been right. Only a lunatic with a death wish would go to Afghanistan. I'd been an irresponsible imbecile to agree to come on this trip, and now I would never see my children, Ida and Tonali, again. When Vala picked up a Heckler & Koch MP5 submachine gun from the back of the Jeep and slipped its barrel through the vehicle's purpose-built firing port, I found myself praying. I realized I didn't know to what God I was addressing my entreaties, the Lutherans or the Muslims, but the latter probably had a stronger foothold in these parts. Vala's face held a blank expression as he opened fire. The attackers were far away, and he was mostly just shooting as an intimidation tactic, but he emptied the entire 30-round banana magazine. The French continued to lay down fire, and gradually the distant muzzle flashes faded away.